Welcome to the History Show, hosted by me, Ariana, and here today as a special guest we have Shania Talia. Thank you. Today's topic is the firebombing of Tokyo. What do you guys have to say about that? As you know, the U.S. entered World War II following a surprise attack by Japan on the American naval base at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. Relations between the U.S. and Japan grew worse throughout the 1930s. Both nations were important industrial powers, but they had very different ideas about the economic and political future of East Asia, especially China.
Did you know that this was not the first American bombing of the Japanese capital? The famed Doolittle raid was. Lieutenant Colonel James, also known as Jimmy Doolittle, had bombed Tokyo on April 18, 1942.
Interesting.
Well, did you know in the closing months of the war, the United States turned to incendiary bombing tactics against Japan, also known as area bombing, in an attempt to break Japanese morale and force a surrender?
Let me get the popcorn, because this is about to get interesting.
Did you also know that U.S. warplanes launched new bombing offensive against Japan? They dropped 2,000 tons of incendiary bombs. Between 80,000 and 130,000 Japanese civilians were killed in the worst single firestorm in recorded history.
Ariana, why do I feel like she's trying to challenge me?
Girl, I don't know, but I'm sipping my tea.
Well, Talia, did you know as a result to all of this, 10 square miles of eastern Tokyo were entirely obliterated and an estimated 250,000 buildings were destroyed?
Hold on, ladies. We have to take a break for commercial, but more facts are on the way after the break. Okay, we're back from the break. Let's get more facts now.
Okay, so 3 weeks before Pearl Harbor, General George C. Marshall told news reporters that flying fortresses will be dispatched immediately to set the paper cities of Japan on fire. There won't be any hesitation about bombing civilians. It will be all out.
U.S. bombers flew similar missions against Nagoya, Osaka, and Kobe. In August, U.S. atomic attacks against Hiroshima and Nagasaki finally forced Japan's hand.
All right, folks, that's it for today. We'll be back next time. Breakfast at Tiffany's and